What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about military actions around the world. Now, a year ago, Donald Trump announced that the U.S. was considering a military option for Venezuela, and nobody really thought it was a good idea. Now, all of a sudden, it's starting to get a lot of support. The economic war has not succeeded in bringing down the government of President Maduro, and so now the talk around Washington, D.C. is, yeah, let's just go ahead and invade. You know, we'll come up with a reason after the fact. It doesn't really matter here. Over in the South China Sea, the United States is again flying B-52 bombers near the Chinese islands. Now, the media still says they're disputed. They're not disputed. The ownership of the islands was established at the end of World War II with the Cairo Convention. Prior to World War II, they had been Chinese islands. Japan took them over during World War II. When World War II was over, all the victorious nations got together, and they basically wrote up this agreement, which included a provision that said these islands go back to China. Everybody agreed, including the United States. So the only dispute is that there are other nations there who covet these islands, because now they know there is some oil and gas underneath there. So they say, I want those islands. Well, they belong to somebody else. It doesn't matter. I want them. Therefore, they are now disputed. So, again, provoking China. Give them a poke in the ribs with the B-52s here. One of the things that Donald Trump was claiming when he was speaking at the United Nations is that now China is out to meddle in the 2018 elections, and because it opposes his tough trade policies. Well, I guess the Russians are off the hook now. And, of course, there's no evidence. There was no evidence Russia was meddling, no evidence China's meddling. But if the Democrats do retake the Congress, that's what Trump is going to do. He's going to blame it on Russia or China. They came on, they stole the Congress from us. That means war. Little bit of good news. Apparently, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who is normally a hardliner on North Korea, is now saying he's willing to meet Kim Jong-un. And he made this announcement at the United Nations. Now, the issue between North Korea and Japan is claiming that North Korea kidnapped Japanese civilians. And it is a very powerful issue for the Japanese public. Abe campaigned on it. He built his public career on it. So now he says it's time to resolve the abduction issue. And I think that would be a good thing. I think Abe is willing to meet with Kim Jong-un because he's watching very closely what Kim Jong-un is doing with Moon Jae-in. And I think Abe is realizing that the two Koreas are going to reunite. And then he's going to have to deal with Korea's leadership as a potential trading partner. Now, historically, there's always been a lot of animosity between the Koreans and the Japanese. And it goes back centuries. I don't think it's going to go away very quickly. But business is business. Let's make some money. We have been talking about whether America is really prepared to go to war on a massive scale against other countries. We've been talking about the deficiencies of the F-22. We're still trying to follow up on that story where a Russian pilot in a Sukhoi 25 claims to have been able to get radar lock on an F-22 Raptor, which means he could have shot it down. We've been talking about the Freedom and Independence class littoral combat ships, which had corrosion issues and drivetrain problems, and are now going to be dropped They're never going to see combat. The Navy is going back to the draft board because this so-called modular armament system that allowed for rapid reconfiguration of the ship for various missions, they couldn't get it to work properly. I remember seeing a documentary about one of these littoral combat ships at sea trials. It had to do the last day of the sea trials tied to the dock. Now we're seeing this article that came out of Russia Today, and somebody apparently did an analysis of the deployment records for America's aircraft carriers, which are the mainstay of naval power projection for the United States. And apparently they're spending more and more time in the dock for maintenance and repair than they are on deployment. So analysis of the deployment data for the last 50 years shows that the Navy currently has fewer carriers than ever. The United States Naval Institute reported this on Wednesday. So this is coming from the people on the inside. Only 15% of America's carriers were committed to operational deployments this year, compared to a 28% average for the rest of the era of the War on Terror. For 22 days this summer, the Navy did not have a single aircraft carrier group underway anywhere in the world. That's the longest such gap in the entire 50 years studied. Some of those carriers are getting very, very old. And we know the newer carriers coming on, they're not built all that well. They've still got all kinds of problems with the Gerald Ford. There are some people in the Navy who say that it may never actually be usable in combat. Too many whiz-bang gadgets. Because, again, these defense contractors, they're there to make money. They're there to make the most profit they can, and they're really not thinking about the poor kids who are going to have to actually use these weapons potentially in a conflict zone. The reason Russia and China have such superb weapons for much less money than the United States is because their defense industries understand their job is to come up with something that works really, really well. I have been talking about how the United States has become an empire in decline. And it is, and I'm not the only one saying so. And there was an article over again in Russia Today saying that it's time for the United States to come to terms with its new place in the world, just as Britain did when its empire collapsed. And that's absolutely exactly what's going on. And instead, we have a government that's out there trying to reassert its greatness by reconquering the empire. And we've had 17 years of war, longer than World War I and World War II put together, and we're stuck in all these quagmires all over the planet. If Bernie Sanders is right, we have military forces in 76 different countries. Our military is spread very, very thin. Our weapon systems are wearing out. The stockpiles have got to be all but empty. Everyone's screaming about manpower shortages and trying to lower the requirements for recruitment. Blair thinks that after the midterm elections, they will bring back the draft. And in a way, I hope they do, because that will wake up the American people, because that's what happened in Vietnam. Prior to the draft, you know, Vietnam, other side of the world, we don't really care. The people who were fighting over there were recruited. They chose to go. Lots of little wars all over the place. We don't care. As soon as the draft came around, everybody stood up and said, okay, this is it. The Department of Homeland Security is asking Congress for more powers to combat against malicious drones that could threaten the United States of America. And apparently they're concerned about the use of drones to transport narcotics across the border, which definitely would seem feasible, or weaponized drones by terrorists. And the only way they're really going to be able to deal with that is to outlaw drones, at which point only outlaws will have drones. Over in Great Britain, apparently the media there is now dropping the story about this Russian model who was claiming that Vladimir Putin is trying to kill her. And apparently she and her husband got sick at a restaurant in Salisbury, and everybody was screaming, nerve agent, nerve agent, nerve agent. The authorities checked and said, no, there's no nerve agent. Then she came on out. Her name is Anna Shapiro, and said, well, Putin's trying to kill me with rat poison. And at this point, it turned out this is a PR stunt. The anti-Putin Russia-bashing people took advantage of it. But apparently, at the same time she was making this claim to get some press, she was doing a sexy photo shoot because she's a lingerie model. That's what she does for a living. And, hey, her name gets in the press. She gets more business, gets more money. Remember the other day when Donald Trump was speaking to the United Nations about America's accomplishments, and he got laughed at. Nikki Haley, interviewed on Fox, came on out and said, well, the world leaders laughed at Trump at the UN out of respect. You know, laughing at another world leader, that's a sign of respect here. You know, that they loved his honesty. That's really stretching it there, Nikki. Even Donald Trump is on trying to dismiss the huge, you know, obvious humiliation here. And Trump is saying, they weren't laughing at me, they were laughing with me. Okay, then why did you say you didn't expect that reaction, Donald? Now, we had a caller who called into the show yesterday about this. The chief executive officer of Ford, James Hackett, is out there saying that, yes, the trade war is hurting his company, especially the tariffs on metals, and it's cost Ford $1 billion in profits. And he made the comments yesterday at a Bloomberg conference in New York City. And apparently Ford is feeling constrained about trying to raise prices to the end consumer because sales are still sluggish. They're trying to keep the vehicles' prices attractive to consumers, because we're in the time of year when the 2019s are rolling on out and most of the dealerships still can't get rid of the 2018s. So they're saying it's about $1 billion in profits they have lost, which is not going to make the stockholders very happy. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, apparently corporate insiders are selling stocks at the fastest pace in the last 10 years. And it may be another indicator that all these people screaming about an inevitable stock market crash may be right. Because we know the stock market has been manipulated upward for political gain. We know it is vastly overvalued. We know that the underlying worth of the stocks don't support those prices. So it's going to happen at some point. At some point, the mechanism to artificially prop up those stock prices is going to start breaking down. There will be a panic, and it will be a bad one. Because when you have an overpriced stock market like we do, the first ones out, the insiders who know what's coming, they'll get their money. And everybody else is going to be left with nothing more than a report from their brokerage with a very impressive number at the bottom of it. And that's all it's going to be, an impressive looking number. There'll be nothing else there. Iran is saying that if Donald Trump wants cheap oil instead of trying to arm wrestle OPEC to increase production, that he should simply stop interfering in the Middle East. And this is coming from Iranian oil minister Bijan Zanganeh. And have you noticed that every time the U.S. starts mucking about in some other country, prices of everything go up here? Claire and I were at the supermarket just yesterday. Ooh, what a sticker shock. Now, India has announced they will continue to buy Iran's oil. This is coming from their foreign minister. And they're saying India is committed to buying Iranian oil and continuing the two nations' economic cooperation. Now, India is Iran's second largest oil customer behind China. And so it looks like the sanctions against Iran aren't really they're going to cause some harm, but it's not going to be a complete and total shutdown. What's Donald Trump going to do now? Declare war on all the nations that refuse to stop buying Iran's oil? That's going to be a tough sell here. Down in South Africa, the situation there is getting ugly, but South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa, when he spoke to the General Assembly at the United Nations, saying that the South African government is planning to implement these controversial reforms to correct racially skewed land ownership patterns. And he's saying the seized South African farmlands will be shared by all. And he's saying this is all Nelson Mandela's vision. It continues to guide us. And we already saw that tried in Zimbabwe, and it did not work. It absolutely did not work. It will be an economic disaster. Because you're taking these assets away from the people who know how to use them and make them work and just dumping them on people who don't. That's like taking a drill press away from a manufacturing company and giving it to a bunch of kids. You know that sooner or later, there's going to be a big problem. Or a disc sander, or even worse, a bandsaw. Vladimir Putin is commenting on the Europe migration problem. And he says, point blank, the flow of migrants from the third world to the European Union countries will not stop as long as the country's politicians continue to hand out large benefits. Free stuff. And he says, if you're handing out free stuff and you're encouraging migration with large social benefits and other bonuses, why would the flow ever cease? And Putin is saying the immigration problem in the countries of Western Europe, it has a simple explanation and a very simple solution. You have to just end this open borders policy. We have the same thing here in the United States of America. The illegal immigrant problem, we already have laws in place to deal with it. They're just not being enforced. We have mayors and governors who are literally in a state of rebellion against the federal government over the immigration issue, saying we're a sanctuary city or we're a sanctuary state. Just bring them all on in. And I think I mentioned earlier in the week, there's a Yale MIT study that says there are now 22 million illegal immigrants currently in the United States of America, and one part of the report says it could even be as high as 29 million. We're talking about a tenth of the population, and they're all going to be voting Democrat this November. Now, Emmanuel Macron is still on the warpath against Brexit. He's all in favor of the EU, the New World Order, open borders, and all the rest of it. And he's saying that Great Britain should be allowed to reverse the decision of the voters because the British voters were stupid. They just couldn't understand how complex Brexit was. And so the British government has perfectly reasonable to call off Brexit and remain in the EU. I don't know how the British people are going to feel about that, but that's effectively what he said, that the British people who voted for Brexit were all idiots who didn't understand the complex issues of building a new world order and a one world government. You know, harumph, 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 harumph. Okay. All right. We're coming up here now on a commercial break. And we'll be back after these few words. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, we are holding out our hands. And that Frontsight Firearms Academy deal, that is a real sweet deal. And if I lived anywhere in the western part of the continental United States, I'd take advantage of it myself. That's how good it is. If you don't want to go the route of the Frontsight, we still need donations, and there's no such thing as too small of a donation. So the postal address to support Republic Broadcasting, and we really do need it. As John Stadmiller says, equipment has to be replaced. The stuff is burning out. I've lost count of the number of computers I've burned through over the last 24 years doing this stuff. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719. And for those of you who want to support whatreallyhappened.com, there is, of course, a PayPal link on the main page. And the network thanks you, and I thank you, especially all of those who have already contributed to keep us up and running, keep us out there, trying to get the truth out there against a tsunami of lies. And there are certainly a lot of those. Okay, the Kavanaugh hearing is currently in recess. They're taking another break on this situation. But I'm getting a lot of emails from people saying how ridiculous this all looks, where all of these allegations against Kavanaugh, they sound like they came out of teenage gossipy tabloids. And it does. It's high school drama. It really is. And like I said, we saw all this back in the 1990s, where women were literally encouraged to point fingers at men and accuse them of all kinds of nasty things as a form of empowerment. If you want to get ahead in your place of business, then you've got to get those evil patriarchal males out of your way any way that you can, by any means necessary. And they created this accusation equals guilt mindset. And it's being revived here. We saw it right on TV with like Dianne Feinstein and Maisie Hirono. You know, the women have to be believed. And there's no presumption of innocence. When a man is accused by a woman of sexual impropriety, that's it. Case closed. Let's go right to the burning at the stake. And we've been down that road before. The reason we are a nation founded on laws is not to allow public hysteria to lead us into error. I mean, the founding fathers were very careful in setting up this country as a nation of laws because they were a lot closer historically to what happened in Salem. They saw it get out of control. And I'm sure that a lot of them were thinking about that when they crafted the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We can't have this witch hunt hysteria, whether it's at Salem, Massachusetts, the McCarthy era, the 1990s, or today. There is a presumption of innocence. If you make an accusation, you have to back it up with some kind of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. The liberals want to go back to Code Napoleon. You are presumed guilty until you can prove your innocence. We definitely do not want to do that. Okay. Getting on into some other stuff here. Apparently, Amazon, AT&T, and Google are now lobbying Congress to pass an online privacy bill. Ooh, everybody's going to say, fine, we're going to get some privacy here. It's not what you think. Okay, all of these companies, along with Twitter and Charter Communications, are pushing for a federal privacy, online privacy bill. What they want to do is head off bills under consideration in states that would be much stronger and more restrictive. So they want the federal government to come up with an online privacy bill that's weak and easy to get around. And Congress might just go ahead and do it, because we got to take our privacy back. And it's not that we're doing anything wrong. I mean, that's always the argument from the surveillance people. Well, if you're doing nothing wrong, why would you care that we're peeking on you? Well, because I'm a private person. Okay? And I know I'm not doing anything wrong. And we have a right to privacy enshrined in that Bill of Rights. And I don't want to be tracked and scanned for marketing data. I don't want my buying patterns known. I don't like to use those so-called discount cards. And by the way, you don't really get a discount at the pharmacy and the supermarket. I don't like using those things. It's nobody's business if I bought a box of donuts. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the Kavanaugh hearings have come back from recess. And apparently the Democrats are trying a new tactic in which Kavanaugh has basically acknowledged that, yes, he did some underage drinking at these high school parties. And I would be rather amazed if those of you listening to the show hadn't once or twice done the same thing when you were in high school. And the Democrats are trying to say, well, if he did these other things, then he must have done these assaults, which is a flawed bit of logic. And the Republicans are calling them on that right now. The overall tone of this, though, is from the email and even from some comments from Mike in our control room, is that the Republicans are coming off looking pretty good in this hearing. And the Democrats are really looking rather bad. They're clearly out there foaming at the mouth, trying to get Kavanaugh any way that they can. And I think anybody paying attention to this is going to see the obvious flaws in their logic and their thinking, their obvious disdain for the presumption of innocence. And I think anybody paying attention to the actual accuser's stories realizes there's really nothing there. I think it may have happened. I think, you know, I'm fuzzy. I don't remember. It was 36 years ago. There's nothing to go on there. You don't recommend life and reputation on, I think maybe I might recall somehow. And yet that's exactly what the Democrats are trying to do. This has gone so far beyond what they did to Clarence Thomas. It really is ridiculous here. Okay, so getting on back here. The founder of WhatsApp, Mike Acton, has now acknowledged that when he sold his platform to Facebook for $22 billion, I mean, that's a lot of money, that he did sell his users' privacy. And he said it did result in a moral struggle because in selling the encrypted messaging app to Facebook, basically allows them to track the information and sell it to advertisers. And by the way, I have a comment about that right now. I know all these companies are making huge amounts of money tracking what we do on our iPhones and cell phones and selling it to advertisers. I think they're dealing with the same problem that the NSA has. They have got so much information, they really can't make sense of it. Because I get advertisements for stuff that is completely inappropriate to me and my lifestyle. And I'm pretty sure it's probably because in the process of doing research for whatreallyhappened.com, I'll go to various websites and look at different stories, and there'll be ads there. And as a result, what these advertisers have bought, at least relative to yours truly, is they bought a lot of garbage because they're doing all this spamming of me with all of these email ads for things that I would never even dream of using. It's wasted effort. It's wasted my time having to delete it. The waste of my time having to hit that little button on the bottom saying I'm unsubscribing. I'm not even sure that that actually works, because I keep getting more ads with the same formatting around them. Anyway. Now, there is a bill that is in Congress right now. It's called the Empowering Financial Institutions to Fight Human Trafficking Act of 2018. It's a House Resolution 6729. It states its purpose is to allow nonprofit organizations to register with the Secretary of the Treasury and share information on activities that may involve human trafficking or money laundering with financial institutions and regulatory authorities under a safe harbor that offers protections from liability. In other words, if you're a nonprofit and you're cooperating with this law and you accidentally discover that somebody that you do business with is committing a crime, you will not be liable as long as you share that information. In other words, be a snitch. Michigan Representative Justin Amash basically took to Twitter to say the legislation actually has a much more sinister objective. And he says it's a disguised effort to expand the Patriot Act, and that the very interesting name about human trafficking and everything was just in there to conceal the bill's true purpose, which is to give the government more power to unconstitutionally spy on law-abiding Americans without a warrant. And while I think Kavanaugh should be confirmed, if for no other reason than to send a message that this kind of dirty politics should not be rewarded, I am concerned over his interpretation of the Fourth Amendment as it relates to mass surveillance. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Dan in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing? This whole Kavanaugh thing reminds me of something that happened, had to be around 88 here in Illinois. I remember a guy got released from prison. He was put in prison back in 79 because he was accused of raping a girl at a party. And the girlfriend that came out like in 88 or something, I don't know how that, if it was DNA or something like that at the beginning that cleared him, but she was standing at the podium crying her eyes out, saying she accused this guy and he was not the one that did it. So he spent 9 years in one of the great state pens here in Illinois, probably get the tar beat out of him who knows how many times because of a false accusation. That's the kind of stuff that goes on.
Yeah, and let's see. I'm trying to see if that's the same case that I was familiar with. Anyway, the case I'm thinking of was there was this guy, and I'm not going to mention his name because he has a right to get along with his life now. There was this girl, and she was having sex with her boyfriend. She didn't want her parents to know about it, but her mother found some blood stains in the girl's underwear in the laundry and confronted her. And the girl said, "Oh, I got raped. I got raped," because she didn't want her boyfriend to get in trouble. And so the parents immediately called the police and said, "Who raped you? Who raped you?" And she just picked out a guy at random. And he got convicted and sent to prison for 6 years.
This guy was in nine.
Say again?
This guy was in for 9 years.
Now, well, then we're talking about two different cases here. But this guy went to prison for 6 years. And then his accuser apparently got religion. She became a Christian. And at that point, she decided she had to confess what she had done. And he was finally released. But I remember they did use a DNA test to corroborate that it wasn't this guy. And I remember back then, the National Organization of Women, you know, was just so totally opposed to DNA testing. How dare you even question the veracity of the women? Same thing that we're seeing here today. And they absolutely did not want to have DNA testing there because, again, back then, according to the FBI's supplemental crime statistics, rape was the second most falsely reported crime in the country. It was happening all over. It wasn't just a rare occurrence, and there were some serious miscarriages of justice.
Yep. I guess, he got a nice chunk of change, and I think the state of Illinois told him to buy a car and get out of the state. You know, that, you know how that works. But still, he spent
Well, I can
years.
Imagine he'd want to, because even after being exonerated, you know, there's going to be a reputation that follows him around. I could see him just relocating to another part of the country where nobody knows who he is and starting over.
Yeah, I remember the news media made a big deal out of that. How's he going to change his, you know, reputation and all that? But the thing I remember most is she is standing at a podium crying her eyes out about what she did. Like, feel sorry for me, not him, you know?
Yeah. I was about to make a comment about that, you know, playing the victim again. No, it was insane. It was insane back then. Like I said, the feminist leaders were encouraging women to do this as a form of empowerment. And plus, of course, you could get your 15 minutes of fame on TV where, if you had a spectacular rape story, you would be on Donahue, you'd be on Oprah, you'd be on all these shows, you'd be a big TV celebrity. I mean, it got so bad, there were actually T-shirts that women were wearing that were printed, potential rape survivor. I mean, that's how desperate they were to get on this victim wagon, as it were.
Well, and all these women organizations, they also got money for it because of all these victims, so-called victims, you know. I'm not saying it didn't happen,
yes.
A lot of them. They get, because they were just a number in their ledger, and then they would go and lobby and show their ledger, and they'd get all sorts of funding, you know, to case study this and all this and everything like that, and so it was a big moneymaker for him, too.
Oh, it absolutely was a big moneymaker. And getting on back to Christine Hobbs Summers' book, Who Stole Feminism, one of the things that she points out is that during the height of the rape hysteria, colleges were getting funding for rape crisis centers, where they'd get money to literally build a facility on campuses where women who were rape victims could go, and there would be full-time counselors and other assorted people who were on salary and the staff. And Christine Hobbs Summers says it turned out to be a joke because these rape crisis centers basically, for the most part, sat empty, and the people who were paid to be in there didn't really have much to do because it was all hyped up. Yeah, there were some sexual assaults, but no more than had been the case before. In fact, because of all the rape hysteria in the media, the real occurrence of rape had actually declined.
It was weird because I remember hearing stories about that kind of stuff going on around where I live. I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. There are many who have been accused of false harm and gone to prison. And where's the repercussion for the accuser, and where's the repercussion for the prosecuting attorney? But that's a question we... Anyway, I want to go back to what you said about India getting their oil from Iran. Now, wait a minute. As it currently stands, I think the way it's portrayed is Iran is our enemy. But yet, remember what I brought to your attention, that 550,000 H-1B visas have been approved since the first year. So should we be doing business with our enemy's partner or enemy's trading partner? I mean, like, and by the way, India is... buddy, buddy, buddy with Israel. And isn't it portrayed that Iran is like the number one enemy of Israel?
That's certainly the way Israel portrays it, yes.
So, but yet they're buddy, buddy. They've got a lot of business dealings going on. Israelis and the Indians and the Israelis that are over here, the dual citizens, they love the Indians. They just love to do business with the, especially putting them in their high-tech businesses, such as Accenture, by the way, which is run by Israeli dual citizens. Yeah, Accenture, which is a big, big subcontractor to the United States government. I don't know if you're aware of that. Really big.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
According to Art in Philadelphia. Art in Philadelphia, who is a high-tech guy, a high-tech engineer, this comes from him, that, Accenture was the big one when the Clintons did the deal with Gupta, a guy named Gupta, back in the 90s, that Accenture was waiting in the wings to put those deals together to bring the Indians over and put them in place and displace us. So I'm sorry, I don't like it. And now they flaunt themselves. I mean, I'm telling you, when you come across the younger ones, they think they own the place. And I'm sorry, my family's been here a long, long time. I'm a native son, and I don't think I would not act like that going to their country. But they sure like to act like it, like, you know, like this. It's theirs, and we might as well just.
Yeah, it's been a recent change, if you will, because, I'm not going to say that. I mean, normally when I go to other countries, I try and be respectful. I try and learn the language. I try and be very, polite because I'm a guest in somebody else's home. Let me share a little story with you. When I was working in Germany, and this was back in the 1980s, I finally got a weekend off, and one of the animators who was working with me took me on a tour through that part of Germany, including a visit to his home, and Ludwig's Island Palace, Ehrenkimsee, which is a copy of the middle portion of Versailles. Very impressive. And while I was there waiting for the boat to take us over to the island, a group of Texans came on in and started acting like, to be blunt, Texans, which were just grating on everybody around there. And I turned to this animator I was with and I said, please don't tell anybody I'm from the same country as those people. So, but again, I agree with you. If you're going to somebody else's country, you should be polite and respectful. You should be polite and respectful anyway. But you're right. These migrants who are coming into Europe just have this unshakable sense of entitlement that this is their right. And I'm not sure where they're getting their heads filled with this nonsense, if it's part of the indoctrination. As far as the Indian H-1B visas, their attitude may be based on the fact that they know their educational system has prepared them better for the American workplace than the American education system.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have an example of somebody that I know of, an extended friend of a friend, whose nephew came over from India and got an associate degree. He lived in New York City area, one of the boroughs, and he got an associate degree in business, but what he wasn't getting very far. And then he learned about some kind of a course that he could take, which is took like a week long or 2 weeks, and it cost like $5,000. No, it was like $10,000. And after he took the course, he got a $72,000 a year job. And what was he doing? He was working for a company, and they were filling out forms. Then, not long after, less than a year later, he got promoted. He got transferred to work in the D.C. area for $86,000 a year. And this kid is 23 years old. So he's working.
Nice work
so
if you can get it.
Is he's,
okay, Mark, I got to put you on hold. Mark, we got to.
Okay.
Mark, we got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up here with Mark in Philadelphia. And Mark, I think there may be another explanation for your perceived arrogance in these Indian workers, and that is they got the visas. They got the H-1B visas. It's kind of like winning the lottery. So they're probably feeling, you know, kind of very superior about that. But you do raise a point. If India is buying oil from Iran, which I have no problem with, I think the issue comes down to the fact that Iran is not a declared enemy of the United States. Therefore, the Trading with the Enemies Act would not come into play. In fact, we haven't got any declared enemies anywhere in the world. They're all implied enemies. Russia's bad, China's bad. Now they're going to start saying India's bad. But we don't have any declared enemies. We don't have any declared wars. It's all this kind of sort of amorphous fog of combat all over the globe. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, excuse me, I've got a bad cold, but I wanted to make a couple of points, but it's on two subjects, and one is all this feminist allegations and a guy is guilty until proven innocent, and there's no way to prove you're innocent ever, pretty much, but at any rate, remember the Duke lacrosse team where
yes.
they had... these guys were convicted by everybody of having, raped this woman and humiliated this black woman. And, of course, it got racial and all the regular, cast of characters went down and weighed in on it. Everybody weighed in on it. And they had an ambitious DA that wanted to get the black vote and all that. And it turned out that it was complete crap. And it was finally, when it was discovered, it was complete crap. This girl, nothing happened to the girl, by the way. She almost put these kids in jail. Nothing happened to that girl. And she ended up in jail, like for life or something, or a really long term for some really serious crime later on. But nothing happened. So that was one. Nothing happened to Tawana Brawley, among others.
Yes.
Another false, until we get women going to jail for making false claims, like this chick Ford, if she's willing to cast aspersions on this guy or in a different forum, maybe send him to jail for years and years and years if it was a different forum, then she's got to be willing to pony up and get a false claim thing going. And subject yourself that if this turns out to be false, you're going to pay a price for it. Until that happens, this is going to go on. We've got to start jailing these lying people who do these lying allegations. But
I agree.
Can you hang on here for a second? Or?
Why don't you stay on the line, and we're going to take a break here for station identification, and we'll be right back after these few words. Stay on the line, Peter.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.